The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
8:15 now tomorrow, you can join. Oh, look, the Holy Trinity together. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, and Mike Haas. Tomorrow morning, I guess Mike Haas is going to be there as a translator for a special edition of Sports Talk live from Rouse's Market there in the CBD on Barone Street. They're going to talk Saints football, top NFL matchups, hot college football playoffs. And also, you can shop for everything you need to entertain for the holidays. You can celebrate football, get ready for the new year with the two Cajuns, Bobby and Mike D, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, all at Rouse's Market on Barone in downtown New Orleans tomorrow from 9 till noon. On WWL and a free Odyssey app, the aforementioned Michael Dettelier joins us now. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Tommy.
I saw your tweet about Deuce McAllister's birthday. That is one hell of a broadcaster, one hell of a football player, one hell of a human being.
Yeah, Deuce is a great dude. Really is. And, you know, to have watched him at Ole Miss and then shockingly comes to the Saints, I think in that draft class, I remember talking to Randy Mueller about it, and he's like, Mike, we did about 30 mock drafts. Mm-hmm. None of it ever kind of sat that Deuce would be there when we picked. They had Ricky Williams at the time, but they knew Ricky at that point, he was sort of a live wire, no insulation, and they were going to move off of him pretty quickly. And after a year, they did, and Deuce became the guy, and I get asked about it a lot. You know, biggest memory with Deuce, and it's that 2006 season.
Yep.
Year one of Sean Payton. No one expected that team to get to the NFC Championship game, and Deuce and Reggie Bush in that backfield, and that playoff game in New Orleans with him against the Eagles, and mm-hmm. late in the game getting that kind of push into the end zone for that touchdown. That was great stuff with Deuce, and he does a great job. He sees stuff breaking down on the field very, very quickly.
Yep.
And he can, make
sometimes.
That call before it happens.
I call him Deuce Stradamus.
Yeah, he sees it happen very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, can kind of tell you a little bit ahead of time.
And as good of a football player as he is, as good of an analyst as he is, he's a better person. And I'm lucky to know him and call him a friend because y'all go out there. Well, he's not going to be there tomorrow. But next time you get a chance to go out and meet Deuce, do it. Because he's, I'm going to tell you what, man, this is one hell of a guy. He really is. But I know Deuce is probably saying enough. Move on. But let's talk about the Las Vegas Raiders, Mike. What kind of team are they?
Not a good one, but you know, we sort of used to seeing that. You know, they're a football team that has had a lot of injuries and are down 17 starters. 17.
Wow.
That's a ton of guys down to injuries. And but, you know, I give them full credit in talking to the people that we've had on over the last few days about it and watching them. They play hard. I got to give them credit. It's a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that really, under other circumstances, would not be in the lineup. But they play hard for Antonio Pierce. They really do. But, you know, they're lacking the big-time guy at quarterback. Obvious. You know, they went into the season, they thought maybe Aiden O'Connell would be the guy. That didn't work out. Garner Minshew comes in. He's sort of been a journeyman, bounced around the league. Then he gets hurt. O'Connell is back as the starter at quarterback, but they've had a ton of injuries. But they played two really close games, and in one game, I thought they should have beat the Chiefs. Really. They had a call late in the game that I thought was a little bit iffy, but whatever. But they won last week. They beat Jacksonville. And again, when you get in the ring with them, you better get ready because they're going to put you up a pretty good scrap. But, man, 17 entries to starters. You got major issues there.
And that frightens me for Sunday because – you know, they're not very good, as you said. They've been wrecked by injuries, and the Saints are in no position to think that they can just roll their helmets on the field and win. We'll dig deeper when we come back with Mike Dettelier, 820 Traffic Now, WWL.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back to Mike Dettelier. Mike, did you see a Thursday night game last night?
I sure did. Man, that was a waste of my time, but yeah, I watched it.
At the end of the game, you wonder how stuff like that can happen in the NFL, don't you?
Good gracious. But listen, I've seen it before with the Bears. We saw it Thanksgiving Day.
We've seen it all over the NFL.
Exact same thing.
Yeah, with coaches. And, go ahead.
How can you mess that up? And my thing is, at that point in time, for you to convert that fourth down play, try to kick the long field goal instead. Try to tie the game up. But listen, the Bears have done some dumb things all year long, and that continues. But what I saw last night was a very similar scenario than what I saw on Thanksgiving Day when they played Detroit. Very similar.
The reason I wanted to ask you that is, when it comes to the NFL, what happens there? Because these guys know the game. They got to know the rules. They got to know, at some point, go through scenarios with clock management. Do you just lose your head on the sidelines? I can't understand how that could happen at that level.
I think there's a little bit of sort of turbulence between the ears. Mm-hmm. You understand the rookie quarterback might be confused, but you shouldn't be as the head coach.
Right.
Now, I know it's an interim head coach for the Bears, but still, come on, you've been on that sidelines before. You
That's
understand what's happening. And it was looked like complete confusion. They ran off over 20 seconds on a play. That, again, is like, you know, call a timeout. Why are you letting all this time run off the clock? But again, I saw that happen on Thanksgiving, and that was another head coach there. There seems to be some something not quite right, that somebody has got to be able to take control at that point in time. And I think with the Bears, they didn't have anybody that's really taking control. You sort of letting the rookie quarterback run this show. Okay, he's not that guy today. You've got to help him along the way, and this isn't happening. That's why they're going to have a new coach, but that's a team that really needs a new structuring across the board. And we were talking about this last night with Hondo Carpenter, who covers the Raiders, of kind of what's going to happen there in the future, because Tom Brady now is coming in as a minority owner. At the last owners meeting, Mark Davis said, I'm going to lean heavily on Tom Brady to give me advice on how to turn this team around. You know, and now Tom, you know, he's a broadcaster, part owner of the Raiders, and how that's going to be able to gel. But I understand why Davis would do it. Now, his dad would never do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing with Al, it was going to be his way or else. He wasn't taking advice from anybody. But the son's a little bit different guy, and here you got a guy who's, you know, maybe the greatest player ever in pro football history, giving you a little bit of advice on certain things, especially at the quarterback position and offensive players. You certainly would want to take that advice.
I understand there's pressure and everything else, but it just seems like if a guy that used to be a kicker in high school that's had maybe one too many old fashions is sitting on his couch and can realize this, you know what I'm saying? How can it get past? I don't understand that. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, if you'd have been at that treasure chest, man, you'd hear about the 30 of them screaming at a TV about what was happening there. So, I mean, other people get it. That they understood what was happening with the Bears at the end of that game. And no one wanted to take control at the end of that game. No one wanted to. And that, to me, is more shocking than anything else. That, you know, hey, look, as though the coaches were, okay, kid, you make the call here. Come on, you can't put your rookie quarterback in that spot. Can't do it.
Boggles my mind. We'll be back with Mike, talk Saints Raiders when we return. I just had to get that in because you see it in the NFL, and at that level, man, if you do that in a high school game, parents would be all over you. But at the NFL level, 8:30 more, we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.